This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Richard Epstein. Professor Richard Epstein, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago, about the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision, 7-2, to maintain the status quo ante with regard to how the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau pays for itself. It draws money from the Federal Reserve. It does not require, and in fact it does not invite, oversight or in participation by the U.S. Congress. That is unusual, as Richard now explains. The Supreme Court decision is it stays the way it is. The Federal Reserve pays what Richard characterizes as a favored client. More on this later.
Yeah, I was actually somewhat stunned by the operation. I regard this as one of the sort of small and senseless tragedies in terms of judicial administration. If one goes back to the origin of the CFPB and the way in which it operates, the effort on the part of Elizabeth Warren and Richard Cordray was to insulate it from political pressures. And what they did is, in effect, they said it could take its appropriation in whatever amount they needed from the general budget of the Federal Reserve System. Well, you then look at what the Constitution says. No money shall be drawn from the Treasury, but in consequence of appropriations made by law. And I think, you know, Clarence Thomas gave an incredibly literal meaning of that. And he said, so long as Congress makes an original interpretation, appropriation, and it wasn't to the CFPB, but to the Federal Reserve, and then it has complete power to decide what further appropriations they make. They say it's the original appropriation that matters. And I, looking at this thing, would say it can't be right. This is a situation in which the appropriation is made without political consequences by the Federal Reserve to a favored client, and Congress has nothing to do with it.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.